broken. I fixed it. It's fine. Hi, everybody.
I was by myself for a second there.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Fresh Eye. Where's our senior year? My name is Cena. I am your keeper, and these are my players. Hello, players.
Hello.
Hi.
We have to have one thing go wrong. One thing go wrong.
One thing go wrong.
No, I'm blaming Stream Deck because Stream Deck keeps going like, "Hey, you want to update? Hey, you want to update? Hey, you want to update?" And now my Stream Deck is absolutely confused on what it's doing. 100%, it doesn't understand. but hi, everybody. It's been a while, and I'm super excited to get into things with you.
Been a while.
Oh, it's because I'm on the. Okay, here's the thing. I should be breaking the stream right now. I'm on the Wyvern's Mark one. And so it acted like it was fine and just moved us to a main scene.
Oh, that's why.
Well, that's hilarious that it did not break everything. So kudos to you, Stream Deck. All right, fair enough. You win.
Well done, Stream Deck. Well done.
Well done. You managed to survive, especially since the opening video should not have played.
But somehow it did.
It's because I name all my things the same thing. It's because I name all my things the same thing. Except for my main scene, which is named Main Scene 4 Players, because I have in case of 5 players and 4 players and so on and so forth. So I guess I technically accidentally planned ahead. Anywho, hi, we're back. Back at it again at Krispy Kreme, if you will. My favorite thing to say. So let's talk about announcements. Then introductions, and then what happened last, because it's been a while since we played last. So, first thing, announcements. Pride Never Dies has already begun. We had our first day where we gave away a lot of goodies, and we also raised money for a bad charity, unfortunately. We have changed our charity, though, since then, and matched all of the donations that were made on the first day. And we have moved to the Trans Lifeline, a wonderful organization that many of the players of Pride Never Dies vouched for. So we were like, yeah, let's do it. So that's what we're giving to. So if you'd like to support that, our second table has been announced. It's over on my Twitter. We'll be going live with that on Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, where we'll be playing Thirsty Sword Lesbians. And it's a train! It's a train adventure! Choo-choo. Anywho. If you want to join us for that, it's a lot of fun. I'm sure we're all going to have a great time. It'll be a murder mystery, maybe. Anywho. Other than that, I have a lot of streams planned. So you might have noticed that I haven't been doing any video game streams. I have 14 free days on my calendar.
Ina has only so much sanity.
My headphones fell out. I can't hear you. Just a perfect timing when you're trying to reprimand me. What did you say?
What?
I've done this to myself. Anywho, all of our tabletop streams are super. I'm super excited for all of them. I will be having some streams come back where I'll just be playing some video games and relaxing because God knows I need to. So if you want to join for those will be kind of impromptu. You can follow me over on my Discord or follow me over on Twitter to get more information like that. Our Discord is a wonderful community filled with amazing precious beings who love many different things such as tabletop, video games, art, and more. All you need to do is use !! Discord in the chat. Click on the link, go pick a role, come talk with us. Most of my players are there and we'd be happy to say hi and talk about other things. Like, what's going to happen at the end of this whole campaign? What will happen? No one knows. Anywho. that's really it for announcements. Let's get into introductions. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I'm the Keeper. I've been doing this for 5 years now, and I'm hopelessly in love with tabletop. I'm also very thankful I get to share it with all of my friends and with all of you. Moving into my square of friends, we're going to start with Dan.
Hi guys, I'm Dan, aka Danyan Senpai. I'm also the lead producer, editor, host of a bunch of other shows at NGP Productions, which you guys have made World Branch High our most popular show by far. Thank you all so very much. You can find me on Twitch and Threads and Twitter at Danyan Senpai, and I play Iggy.
Continuing around my square friends, next we have Akayue.
That's not here right now. Please leave a message after the beep. Beep! Hi.
Did you start snoring after the beep? I could not tell.
Yes. Hello, everyone. I'm Akayue. I stream over at twitch.com/Akayue. And I for some reason, I almost forgot my own Twitch thing. Yeah. I'm over here. I play Lorelei. It's good to be back.
Yay! Continuing on my square of friends, next we have Sammy!
Hey everyone, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch. Arcane Venom on Twitter and on Hit Record, and Hand of Arcana on Threads. If you want to check out my music, my bits of voice acting and writing stuff that I do, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. And I play A.
And last, but certainly not least, we have Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy. Normally you can see me, but you can't right now because I am being secretive. Not really. Just had a few life changes.
No, go with it. Secret, secrets.
It's secret. I'm a secret agent and you can't see me.
You can't know.
So you can't know who I am. No, just kidding. I'm really boring. I'd be the worst secret agent ever.
That's what he wants you to think. Sorry.
I'm not going anywhere interesting. And I love playing here. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AndyG8100, but I don't ever really post anything. Sure, I mean, give me a follow. Maybe I will start posting because I need more things. And so I am playing Cecily, who is a pummeling prima donna. And
ooh.
She's a lot of fun to play, and I thought I was running out of those, but I just need to give myself more time to think.
That's it.
Andy's a master
of alliteration. That's why we took this whole break, actually.
Master of alliteration.
That was the reason for our whole break, was so Andy could come up with more alliteration.
We needed yeah, more alliteration. We needed a second.
Andy is the avatar of alliteration.
That's something to look up to that I'm not sure I'm capable of. I really adore playing with these guys and so happy to be here. And one day you will see me again, I promise.
It will happen. When we're good and ready. When we wanna. And with that, we're ready to talk about what happened last time. Who would like to share what happened last time?
I have like a vague-ish memory because
if you all want to assist each other, that's fine too.
So
I can be your guys' lifeline.
Yes, I'm gonna phone in the lifeline. But it's been a while and lots has happened. So really, we found out that this many hand evil basically is kind of infecting town members, and the more it does it, the more powerful it gets. And really, we have to stop it, not just for the town's sake, obviously, but also because Iggy has some connection there, and we need to sort of free his companion, basically, from
gotta be partner. Yep.
And it's going to take some work. So we need to weaken it first, basically, is what we've come down to. And the only way that we kind of figured out to do this was to try to sever some of its connections to the town members through Cecily's kind of embodiment, or what it said. Why?
Her connection magic.
Her connection magic is to the town itself. She's the pillar of humanity, so the town is her strength. People are her strength, really. And so she's going to try to reclaim some of their sentience back and give them their will back to weaken it, so Iggy and everyone else can give it the oh, one, two, bam, bam. And was that good? Did I do okay?
That's pretty good. Yeah, you all came up with a big plan to kind of separate. Lorelei, I gave Lorelei, it's probably the biggest task of like actually managing three different teams of different pairs of people. So that was pretty
because
cool.
We revealed ourselves to Jax and Ethan.
Yeah, Jax and Ethan are now aware of the
first real mundane reveal.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Xavier was still
and
conscious
it only
too.
Took 99 sessions.
It only took near the end of the campaign.
Wow. You guys did actually really good on that, actually, thought. If we think about it. That's pretty good.
They're like the bulk and skull of the group, but good.
Yeah. So, you all started your plans. I did listen back because, of course, I lost my sticky notes in all of the fucking chaos that I have. I have my life together if anybody asks. Nobody's asking. All right. So I did write down a little bit about what your plan was. And so Cecily is going to use her magic to try and drop the connections in different sections. It's going to be a big magic, so it's going to take time to do all those. Meanwhile, A moved a kind of like Ghostbusters like device and has moved to the edge of College Town, where he will hopefully have it set up and ready to go once the monster is small enough size to trap it in that device. Elizabeth is with Cecily. I did write that down as well. And then Laura's teams were broken up into three different teams. We had Abby and Ethan, who went to the residential area. We had Jax and Laura, who went to the old Will Branch area, or stayed in the old Will Branch area. And then we had Stella and Xavier, who went to the shopping district, the light blue one on our map. Unfortunately, I don't have a map to show everyone else. That's totally fine. It's totally fine. We're going to describe it the best we can. So the shopping district in the east of Will Branch, to the farthest east of Will Branch. So the teams are situated. They were all ready to go. And then Iggy star jumped over to where the monster was and prepared to start a distraction. And as it turned towards him, he saw that it was holding on to partner. And that was where we ended the stream. So we're going to pick up there because this is going to be a wild time.
Fuck.
So
you would think I would have prepared myself for this moment, but
thought. But you know, sometimes you don't think it be like that, but
it do.
So Iggy, as you have started to call over the monster, as it's starting to turn, this massive being of different many arms that actually like turn towards you, its hands kind of using it just to kind of splay out and take up as much space as it can. It turns towards you, and that's when you see underneath it, it's holding on to partner as close to it as it can to, in an effort to make sure he does not escape. And then another hand just launches out towards you. I'd like you to roll Act Under Pressure for me really quick.
Okay.
We're and remember, folks, you can also assist the group by giving Dice of Destinies. There should be available.
Or rerolls. Sure,
and you have and rerolls. Subscriptions also get rerolls. Also, because Finch did a subscription, that means that you all get rerolls. So...
So did I.
Put that in there.
God damn it, Aka, you and I at the same time.
Two dice of destinies. Wow. I love this. Hold on. One moment, please. Okay. Oh, bump no, down the next two? Roll.
You still got my Samana.
Here. I'll be back. He'll give us a reroll back.
You know, I offer these to like viewers, but it's always my players who love them the most.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Totally.
All right, so that's a lucky bump down. Andy, also, you will get a lucky bump up. What the? The recap. So.
All right. What about? So we have one. That's one dice to this. What about the next two?
I got you. Give me I'm curious. I'm writing things
yeah,
down.
I mean, I'm not gonna roll until we see what this is.
I know.
Okay, reroll is added.
Uh huh.
That brings you up to 7. And then a plus 1 on the scene.
Oh, I'm going to need it. I am going to need it. Okay.
Reb says, guys, so, I said roll high and don't die.
The best we can hope for is that you get like an exceptional success and it gets bumped down to a mixed success.
That's literally the best I can do.
Back
under pressure. Here we go. Oh, no pressure. Let's go.
No pressure. It's going to be bumped down to a fail. What would you do?
I can follow the logic.
Okay, you're going to keep it?
Yeah, I'm okay. I can't. I'm not going to waste a reroll because I know I'm going to have to...
Well, he's providing a distraction.
Well, boy, am I.
Even if it is bruising the enemy's fists with his face.
Oh, boy. All right, so as the creature turns towards you, you're ready and will and able and just ready to just start distracting. And then you see partner in the grasp and you go, uh-oh. And then you don't see the hand come towards you as it leeches out fast and grabs at you. To the rest of the group, your distraction is currently caught, so that puts you all at risk. And here's my big, giant mini-game for you all. Are you ready?
Yep. Great start!
Oh, no.
So, Last session, you all rolled dice. Well, at least Lore rolled a lot of dice to make sure that's... And I think actually I had each of you roll dice in a way. Mm-hmm. You all rolled successes, except for I think Cecily rolled a mixed success, which isn't bad. That's enough to get to your place. But that means that you're going to take the longest to get to the position that you need to be in.
Okay.
So that means that the other two teams will have to wait until Cecily can make it. Now, Cecily, I will allow you right now to roll again to see if you can make it there faster. So go ahead and roll Act Under Pressure to see if you can get there a little bit faster than last time.
Awesome.
A magic bump up, so out of way.
Must
be nice.
Where is my sheet? Why can't I find my sheet?
Dan, I'm sensing a little bit of saltiness from you. Are you all right there, friend?
No, I'm fine. Yeah.
Act Under Pressure.
Do you want to talk to him about it?
Maybe later. Okay. Oh, a full success.
So that'll bump it up to a full success.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Oh, wow. Didn't know it did that. So with a full success.
Same number, too. What the fuck?
Damn, Dan, what happened to you? I mean, geez, you know?
Those bump ups and bump downs are great. I love them very much. They really can change the game really fucking fast.
Just go ahead, Andy. Just keep on going.
All right. So I will say, Andy, with that roll, Cecily and Elizabeth quickly make their way over towards the town square where you see Elizabeth put out her hands and she looks immediately for the central area where the ley lines are and then points it out towards your direction. It is the waterfall that is actually in the town square. That is where all the ley lines connect. And that is where you will need to be to start to disconnect them as Elizabeth will get into position to help you with her magic.
I was going to say, I feel like Cecily, as she's, you know, like sprinting there, heels and all, you know, she's going to be putting in her earpiece for the foundation. And she's going to be like, Marcus, are you there?
I think because it's your team, you'll hear Marcus just kind of come on. Just kind of groaning a little bit. You'll notice that he's probably unconscious currently.
Yeah. And I was like, dang it.
But that does mean that if you can help him, if you can figure out possibly where they are and awake them up first, you might be able to reach your team.
That would be really helpful because he's my guard and he can help Elizabeth guard while we're continuing to do this. And so... she'll try to pinpoint that as well. I don't know how, but maybe through like tech.
Well, also with your connection magic, and because this is from your exclusive group of friends, but as well as your just companions in the foundation, I will say go ahead and roll plus weird to see if you can connect using your magic.
Okay.
You will no longer have your bump up, but you do have the plus one for the scene.
Yes. 14.
Nice. Okay. With that 14, I will say that... Let me open up my document for the points of interest really quick. There's so many colors. I will say that currently... Marcus is located at the edge of a residential area to the north, where Will Branch Elementary is.
Okay. She's like, well, I think I know where I'm going to try to focus my energy first. And it's a residential, and she's telling this to Elizabeth, I feel like. She's like, and it's a residential area, so hopefully that will... you know, weaken him a lot right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm. So here's another thing I will also let you all know. Cecily won't know this because you all didn't come up with this in part of the plan. You have no way of communicating to each other.
Yeah.
Lorelei has chosen the purple district, the brown district, and the light blue district. So Marcus is in the pink one. So... there will be no people there except for possibly Lorelei and Jax, who are in the old Will Branch, which is nearby. So here's what I'm going to have Lore do. Lore, in response to this, as she's going to wake up the people in that residential area, I would like you to roll plus weird.
where is my
what you get.
Whoa, got a 12.
A 12. With that, Lorelei, as you and Jax are preparing your area as you're there, I will say at this point you were probably right at the edge. I'm going to make that also kind of a luck roll for you a little bit. You're probably right here at the edge of the old Will Branch district. And so you start to feel kind of like an energy going from that direction. And you feel like something might be starting over there. And Jax will look towards you as you are kind of, as your ears kind of perk up at the kind of vibes and feelings that you're getting from that area. And he just goes, "What's up? What's up, Lorelei? What are we doing? I'm very nervous. Also, I'm still trying to get over the fact that you're a wolf."
Lorelei tries to ignore all those questions of his curiosity. And she's trying to hone in on what she's hearing.
Okay. I will say, I believe at the end of the set, at the end of when I talked with you, you said that you were going to have Jax ride on your back while you ran so you could go faster. And yeah. You had Ethan with Abby. So... As he's just on, you're like, and you're ignoring him. He's just like, what's happening? What are we doing? And you are able to hone in on the location in which that magic will first awaken or first kind of be disconnected.
Okay. Lorelei will kind of shift her eyes cause she can't really exactly turn to Jax as much. And she basically says she sends like the magic disconnect.
He just kind of like looks towards her, hearing nothing but like growls and barks, and he's just like, "What?"
I can't understand her
because he's not an awoken individual, so he can't. He just thinks you're a wolf.
Meanwhile, Ethan understands fully.
Ethan is an empath, okay?
There's a difference.
Jax is an advocate for consent, and he is an empath.
I think Lorelei knows this, and she kind of bucks him off her back real quick.
He just kind of falls off.
And then she changes back to her human form and just says basically everything.
Oh. Okay, so we gotta go over there?
Yes.
Okay, and he just starts to run with you towards that district. So, with that, I will say, Cecily, you are trying to open up that magic. We're gonna come back to you in just a moment, because that'll be a big spell, so it's gonna be a multi-check. But we'll have it with Elizabeth. And I'm going to A, you are the one that's setting up in central, you're just going into College Town, so you are right here in College Town, right close to Town Square, but not close enough to see the fountain, I will say. And as you as you are setting up the device, you rolled really well on a roll, so your device is set up and ready to go, but a lot of your plan is just waiting, and that's when, as you look over towards the farming district, you see just plumes of smoke as the creature is slamming their hands down, now aggravated, and now holding both its prey and starting to find a way back home.
What you're seeing, you're seeing Iggy getting fallen Loki by Hulk.
Yeah.
Beauty God.
Like, here's the thing. Iggy's got this. He can distract.
He's okay.
Can see that it's starting to move, I will say, towards the lake.
Is there anybody around me, or is it like completely empty here?
In that area, there are people that are on the ground unconscious, but of course, they will not wake up until that magic is done by Cecily and Elizabeth.
So I think you went by yourself.
Well.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I can't just leave him hanging, so I gotta go.
All right. What would you like to do to get to him fast?
Yeah. Sorry. I just picture I'm like, hey, you guys hang around for a minute. Fuck it. I'll go.
He just talks to the box. Yeah.
Wait here.
Don't die. Oh no. He laughed too hard, y'all.
Saliva.
Oh no.
Okay.
You alright?
And I grab my toy gun and I am bolting towards where Iggy's being held hostage.
All right. It will take time for you to kind of meet with him unless you do something to get there faster.
I could try.
Hang on,
let's see what I can do. What have I got here?
Well, even if it's not in one of your moves, you can always tell me what you want to do.
I could try to use magic to try to like fast portal over there.
That's something beyond human capability. You can definitely try to do that. Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay.
Use magic.
This is gonna go great. It's gonna totally. Great.
Don't you have a bonus to like God, anything you do beyond human capabilities or something like that too?
I have a bonus to. No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I do. Yeah, do one thing beyond human limitations. Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I have a plus one to that, so that should be a 12 plus the plus one for the scene. But 13?
A 13.
Wow, three advanced successes in a row, guys.
Hey, man. Yeah, we're all rolling so well. It's awesome, you know?
So I will say that, Iggy, as you are moving towards the lake, I will say that you also get a vantage point that no one else will get in your current predicament. There is a magic circle above the lake as it is moving towards it. And as that magic circle is starting to glow as it's moving closer to it, you see behind the creature, another magic portal opens up, this in red magic, and you see Aegis kind of pop out of it.
Did it help?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, and we're going to move to Cecily. Cecily, go ahead and roll to... cast your magic. I will say here, I'm gonna roll first. We're gonna see if I'm gonna get 2d6. This is for Elizabeth's help. I know that the GM is not supposed to roll in Monster of the Week. I do not care.
I should also say,
we know the end. It's okay to break the rules now.
I'm the GM, I do what I want.
Oh. I should also say, by the way, that that was advanced use magic, so something extra happens. I don't know what.
I'll get you.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll get you. All right. So I will say she rolled a 7 with plus 1. That's 8. So that will be she will be put at risk as she gives you the help out action. So Cecily, you can roll your magic with a plus 1 as well as the plus 1 for the scene. So plus 2.
Okay.
All right. Nice. So as you are reaching out to the magic, how do you imagine yourself following along this this ley line?
And so I feel like Cecily will sit down where she senses the energy of the ley line. Like, well, kneel down, really. Kind of a knee on either side of it. And then she's going to say, "This town's strength is ours alone. We reclaim this place as our own. I banish this evil from hearth and home, from marrow and bone, never to come here again." And then she's gonna grab a hold of the ley line with both hands and like stick her fingers right into it.
All right. As you do so, the ley lines open like cracks, but only to your vision, not harming the ground, but just like these light blue cracks in the ground. And as you stick your hand into it, you are able to find a strange red thread inside.
Oh, that bitch is what Cecily says.
For those who have not watched for long, the red threads are used by the BBEG.
I feel like with that, she's just going to start pulling on it. You know, like she feels it in there and it's just like, nope, this is mine.
Nice. And you are able to quickly, with that 10, rip it. And it, as it rips, Lorelai, as you are in that residential district, you'll notice that people start to kind of come awake.
Lorelai just looks around and just tells Jax to help evacuate
him. Jax nods, and this is where Jax is best at, so I'm going to roll for Jax really quick to see how his charisma is. Ooh, that's not good. He's, you know what, though? I'll give him a bonus because also it's Jax. So as he's like walking over, I'm going to say it's a mixed success because it's a 5. I'm giving him a plus 2, plus 1 for the thing. So yeah. As he's like looking at everyone, he just goes, what were we going to say? But party at the lake, party at the lake. He just puts a campsite, Poirier can't say. And then he just puts his arms up, and everybody just like looks towards him a little bit confused, and they all, and he just goes, "But we all have to go like right now, because bad things are happening here." Like, it's kind of a mixture of, "Hey, we gotta evacuate, but there's a party" kind of action here, and it's not quite hitting well. But everybody eventually does get up, and then there's a few people that do know Jax who goes like, "Jax, my man, party!" And they just start helping him like get people to start moving towards the campgrounds. So you have successfully evacuated that area.
Yeah.
All right. With that, we return back to the other two. As I will say, the creature will kind of turn towards A's signature of magic. It has noticed your presence. And for your little bit extra, it doesn't quite know what to do about you. So it gives you the upper hand of what you want to do to try to get Iggy out of this.
First things first, where's Amy during all of this?
Amy has not been seen yet. So that means that Amy is currently unconscious in one of the areas for the ley lines.
Fuck. Okay. That gets rid of one idea. I can. Ooh. I'm going to use my ability to bar a place or portal to a specific person or type of creature.
Okay.
I'm going to prevent this thing from trying to get through its little, like, magic circle up there.
All right. Very cool. Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay. We're still on a plus one, right?
Yeah, the plus one for the scene will not leave as long as you are here.
Fuck! Can I get a reroll, guys?
Go for it.
Want to use the reroll?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You have 6 rerolls left.
Mixed success. I'll take the mixed success.
Okay, with a mixed success, that means there will be a glitch. I'm going to say the glitch is very easy to understand. It's not going to last long. As the barrier has these red chains that just kind of come across in an X to bar it off. And it just like watches you and then immediately starts to shuffle towards your direction in a very creepy manner. Iggy, as you are being held, is there anything you want to do in this moment?
You check my moves real quick. Iggy's gonna try just basically like, as he's being held, he's just gonna try to like squeeze, like force his way out.
Okay.
Using whatever like strength and magic he has.
Sure. Go ahead. I'll allow you to roll plus tough to try and break out.
Yeah.
Before you do, may I use a help out?
You want to try and help him?
I'm gonna try using my magic to try to help pry the hands open.
Okay. Go ahead and roll help out with plus weird then. Very good.
It's a 10.
All right, so Iggy, you have a plus 1, so now you have a plus 2.
Okay. That's not right.
Yeah,
no way. Right.
We got it. That's 8 plus 3 really good, plus though. 2, so that's a full success. So with that, as you are kind of pushing, A's magic is able to kind of give you a little bit of that needed leverage to start pushing your way out. It's more than enough for you to tap into that superhero ability and just push as hard as you can out of the hand, and the hand actually like opens up almost like in a like a cracking motion, almost like you've broken the hand a little bit as you jump out of it, and it just like will like try to slam itself towards you, but it misses completely as you are now free.
Ooh, butterfingers.
Okay. Next thing Iggy's gonna do, he's gonna look to where partner is being kind of held.
Sure.
And he's gonna. Is Iggy in currently the air or in the ground?
Go ahead and roll read a bad situation.
Sure.
No,
first,
no.
And then we'll go over that one. I'll say that you are able to fly without Star Junk, you just don't get the benefits.
Yeah.
And with that.
So I'm still in the air.
Big success, I'll say you're in the air.
Full success.
Yeah. All right. With that, I will say, you can ask me those questions. I think you can ask me 2 of them or 3 of them. I have to look at it.
Let's see. It's plus 10. It's a whole 3.
Okay.
Okay. I'm almost certain I know what the biggest threat is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the giant grabby thingy. In this case, what's the best way to protect the victims? Can I reword that as what's the best way to save partner?
Yeah, since that's he's all right. Kind of the biggest your victim that you want to help is partner. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. The best way to protect him, I believe, would be to... let me think for a moment. As you are just kind of looking over partner's position, he is trapped as it is. He is held underneath the creature in like two hands. So he's currently just unconscious. It doesn't look like that creature is squeezing him, meaning he's probably keeping him alive, or as alive as you can for an undead being.
Yeah.
But to best protect that creature, to best protect the victim, being able to like break the hands away from him, he'll be able to probably do the same thing you did.
Okay. All right. So
you have two more questions if you'd like to use them.
I think I'm gonna use one more.
Okay. You'll have a current hold of one unless it changes and you can't ask that question any longer.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll hold that one more. But then the last one I want to ask is: are there any dangers we haven't noticed?
There is. As you are looking towards him, you do notice that as you look past the barred off portal, it is going to open again. And as it's kind of shifting and changing, you notice that the magic symbols are almost like revealing themselves to you as someone who has seen this magic now before over and over. The whole group, technically, but A, of course, was more focused on helping you at the moment. This is the Coven in Red thing, and they are summoning something else.
Okay, gotta hurry. Okay. So, with this information known, it is gonna pull out Cecily's sword. Mm-hmm. And the first thing he wants to try to do is, he wants to, like, basically coat it in undead magic.
Okay, go ahead and roll plus weird.
Plus weird. And with a plus one. 15, Jesus.
15.
Nice. Do I have advanced magic? I do have advanced use magic.
Ooh, oh, so that God. Means something extra will happen. All right, yep. So with that advanced use magic, as you move your hand over Cecily's sword, it changes the property of the sword completely. Mm-hmm. So as you do so, I'm going to add this little extra touch. Cecily, your sword was a fire sword, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you do so, the flames will come up, but then they turn this sickly ghostly green, and it has now become a ghost flame sword.
Badass!
So badass.
Aegis whistles at that, like...
If Cecily were there, she'd be like, I so have the top to wear with that.
I love that. Undead green, I got that color covered.
Right.
I love that. All right, so you do have that available, and we're gonna move the spotlight again. So we move back to Cecily. Cecily, as you are connecting to your earpiece again to see if you can reach Marcus, at that point he does respond. He goes, Cecily, what's going on?
You've been asleep. Monsters are attacking the town. There's a really big one, and I think it's about to get very pissed at Elizabeth and I, and we really might need your backup because we're going to be busy.
I'll find you at your location. I don't know where the others are. Where's the foundation in this?
See if you can reach the foundation. See if you can reach the others. And they might need need some help with the distraction.
All right. I'm on that. And then the piece disconnects, and you have enough time to unlock another ley line. Which ley line would you like to unlock next?
I think the one near, right near, she'll run over to the window and peek out and see if she can see where the giant, like, hand beast is.
Mm-hmm. You are outside currently. You're at a fountain.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's totally okay, though. So you have a full panoramic view of basically the whole, okay. The whole town. That's why this is a central point.
All right.
So you look over where the creature is. You can see it is right over by... It is heading towards the lake. It's probably right about here. Probably more to the east side of the farming district. Down okay. In the south area of Well Branch.
All right. And that's where the smoke and everything is coming from? Because
because it's looking for some... Or it's starting to move on its way out. So with the hand slamming down as quickly as it could, it was total disregard for the area around it as it was moving.
I feel like that's going to be the place where people are most in danger. So Cecily, and she's like, this ought to hurt it. And she'll like say the spell again and plunge her hands down and grab like the ley line that is like where running right where he is. The
so
giant
in the yellow area.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, Abby and Ethan are at the purple district. So I'm going to roll for Abby to see if she can use her senses to see that that magic is going to be used over there. One moment, please. Oh, I rolled well. Thank you, Abby. All right. So that is a 10 with the plus one. So that'll be a full success for Abby. So as you are going to reach into that ley line, I want you... Actually, I got to roll for Elizabeth one more time to see if she can use her magic this time. That's an 11. It's a little bit stronger this time as you see Elizabeth kind of getting the hang of it and starts to open up the pathways again for you. Go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay. And plus two?
Plus one. Oh yeah, plus two because of her assistance, yes.
Okay, all right.
Damn. Yes.
Nice.
Advanced success.
All right. So with that, you say the spell again, and you reach in and you look for that red thread. Now you know exactly what you're looking for, what's causing this curse. You find that red thread and immediately pluck it out, and as it tears, that area is going to start to wake up. Iggy and A, you are in that district. and you start to see people stirring on the streets. And at that point, you'll see running in as fast as possible, a large Abby has taken form as she is now in her green form, completely now having Ethan ride on top of her as she is running in. And Ethan will immediately move to start like kind of waving people down as Abby just kind of like starts to like howl. And you see this strange magic just kind of take over their eyes as they all start to quickly start moving towards the location that you all want them to go, which is the campsite. So they are in danger though, so I will bring it to Iggy and A again. As you see, the hands look like they might hurt people. So what do you want to do?
I'm going to throw up an ice wall between this thing and everybody else.
All right.
Good.
Go ahead and roll plus magic.
Okay. That was weird.
Also, Lorelai, go ahead and roll an act and refresher for me. I'm not done with you just yet.
Oh, and here I was enjoying my break.
Yeah, you were enjoying that nice little relaxation, weren't you?
Don't have to do anything.
Not when you play Wolf Range with me, baby.
You said, what was it again?
Act under pressure.
Okay.
With a 10, easy enough, as you pull up that ice wall, the hands kind of slam against it, but it doesn't get through as the people just kind of walk towards this area under a hypnosis of some kind by Abby. So they are safe. You did it. Good job. You're solving my puzzle slowly but surely. with that act under pressure, Lorelai, you may move to another location. Where would you like to move? Currently, you are in the Northwestern District, the residential area. You are close to the Purple District, and you are close to the Green District, which is the kind of central area.
Let's go central.
Central area it is. So you go to Old College Town or New College Town as you start running your way there, preparing yourself for when another ley line is awoken. I move to Iggy. Iggy, what's your plan here to get partner out of this grass?
So now that Iggy doesn't have to worry about that, knows that Iggy has Abby and Ethan covered, evacuating and protecting them, Iggy's going to focus on freeing partner and flying in the air, just holding the sword. Iggy's going to like basically dive into one of the hands, the arms of the hand holding partner, and just slash, like try to legit like cut through it.
All right, go ahead and pull, roll plus weird for me.
Plus weird?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Since it is a magic sword.
Hey, man, success, but so that's a with bonus.
Nice. Okay. So that means that it will do what you want in a little extra. I'll say that normally you would have to probably have hit this thing twice because it is holding with two hands, as I said. But with your slice, the sword actually like recognizes the magic of partner and will just grow a little bit more powerful as you slash at the hands. Both hands like start to kind of like turn to dust and fade away as you hear now from it, since you are underneath close to its central core, a loud scream as it lets go of partner. Partner will immediately start.
He yells out explicitly.
As he
yells out, hands off my great great, great grandpa.
He just kind of floats there and he just watches you.
He's just
you.
Like nonchalantly like, good job, Iggy.
He just smiles towards you. I don't remember right now, but that's great. That was badass.
Okay. Awesome. You're good? Now what?
He looks towards the creature. Well, it's going to be pissed. And then you see the hands just immediately now lift up and then shoot towards both of your directions. Go ahead and roll an act under pressure for me, Iggy.
Well, for this one, I won't screw up.
We'll see. And I'll roll another act
under
pressure.
Well, I don't have to. As long as I don't have to bump down, at least.
I'm still there. Can I do a help action? Oh, never mind. You don't need
it. Yes, never mind. I'm good. Do I have a dance on the back?
Go ahead and roll that help out action for partner if you want.
And I do have advanced. Ooh.
Rolling with weird?
Yes. I'll say that active pressure will also help with partner. Okay.
It's so a 10.
So I'm going to say that'll bump it up to a mixed success. So as partner, as you immediately duck out, you see that the hand does go straight towards partner as partner is trying to kind of like resituate themselves. You actually just move and quickly push him, but as you push him, he still gets hit by the hand. Both of you do. But you are not harmed. He is more harmed as he flies into one of the houses and crashes in. Strangely corporeal.
That's different.
Yeah, he's not used to that either. But at least he's not grabbed by the hand, so he is currently safe at least for that point. And then we move to, let's do Cecily again. Cecily, what would you like to do next? Which ley line are you going after?
I feel like so we have gotten
two.
The yellow now and the blue, is that right?
The farming district as well as this residential district.
The pink, okay. Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm going to go for the purple now.
Okay. Lorelai is currently in the green. So I will say, Lorelai, go ahead and roll me a plus weird to see if you can sense that that's going to happen.
Okay. I actually have a character sheet and I have to like go back. I'm like, ah! come here, weirdo.
Mixed success?
A mixed success. I'm going to say that it is a little foggy. I'm going to roll a help out action for somebody
else. That's without the plus one, though.
Oh, that is without the plus one.
Oh,
that's a full success.
That's a full success then. So then, with that full success, you are able to see that landline now, the ley line for the purple area, is opening up in that. I believe that's a residential area as well. I have to look. Purple. Yes, that is a residential area. So you are able to see where you are able to kind of like follow now the line, the ley line itself, into where it might be opening up. So you can go ahead and start moving towards that. And then Cecily, go ahead and roll. Actually, I gotta roll for Elizabeth first. It's not a good roll that time. You see that Elizabeth tries to open up the ley lines again, but it's she's struggling a lot. Go ahead and roll with that plus one. She cannot give you a plus one this time.
I feel like Cecily will move over to her and just like take her hand gently and be like, it's okay, you're still here with me. You've got magic even if you can't feel it. And then she'll roll use magic.
I love that. Go ahead.
Aw.
Oh, God.
I'd like to use a reroll.
Would you like to use a reroll?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've never seen Sammy shake his head so much.
That hurt.
Oof, boy. Uh-oh. Go ahead and roll that use magic one more time.
Okay.
That's way better at 11. So with the 11, I will say, absolutely, as you try again to reconnect, at first it is difficult because, of course, the lines are a lot thinner. But eventually you move your hands in and you actually just tear them open yourself. You move in and you find that red thread again and you move to snap it. And as you do so, Lorelai, you see a bunch of people start to wake up. And how do you tell them to go evacuate? Or you can use magic, or you can use charm, or you can use intimidation. What would you like? Well,
I was gonna use intimidation.
Huh?
I'm gonna use intimidation.
Are you going to use? Oh. Are you asking why would I use it, or I am going to use it?
I'm not gonna use it.
Okay.
I'm gonna intimidate.
Go ahead and roll plus tough for me, really quick.
What? Oh right. Boy, this intimidates.
What do you say when you're intimidating the people?
Campsite now!
As you growl it in your kind of hybrid form, the people just think you're a monster that is after them, and they just immediately start running towards the campsite.
That works.
It works!
I'm gonna eat you.
Alright. And that area is now clear. Go ahead and roll me another act under pressure to see if you can move to the next scene. Or the next area.
Oh, no, I'm just stuck in this scene forever.
Could be. If you keep rolling bad, I don't know. Okay.
We've got to add a plus one to that.
Yeah, you can get a plus one. That's fine. So that'll be a 10.
So that's a 10.
Yep. So with the 10, you can move to a nearby district again. You can either move to the college town again, or you can move down to this orange area, which I believe, let me double check what orange is, that is another residential area.
Let's go residentials.
You're going to go to the residential area, so you move down more south. Understood.
Yeah.
All right, so you move down to the south area. We move back to our two who are working with the whole big bad over there. So partner has been launched to into one of the houses. What would you both like to do?
I'll look at Iggy and go, help him. I've got this. And I'll pull my twig.
Wait. I'm trying to think here, because first of all, Iggy is really like he's gonna gesture towards the lake with the portal, and he's gonna like gesture towards it. Something's going on. Something bad.
I'm on that one. Okay, so I'm going to try to barb whatever is happening there.
I will say that your seal is close is ending for that portal. So I will give you a chance to put it back up. So you can go ahead and roll plus weird. But it will be at a minus one as they have sensed that you are doing it.
Fuck. Okay, that's going to be hard.
So it's just a straight roll.
Just a straight roll. Yeah.
Yeah. Just straight up and down.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and maintain the portal above him.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's advanced.
Well done. So with that one, as you see, it tries to break through. The other being that is opening that portal, knowing you are also trying to stop it, tries to use the rest of their magic in full to stop you. But you just see right through that as you immediately aim your finger up towards it, and the chains just brighter and stronger wrap around this portal, blocking it off. This portal can no longer be opened unless used
by magic. Oh fuck yeah, let's go.
So that means that the person behind the portal is going to have to use big magic, meaning I'm going to have to do multiple tests to see if I can open this up. All right, so with that, what would you like to do next?
No free handout for you.
The hand will immediately move and then move to slap you for that. Go ahead and roll an act under pressure for me really quick. in a very basic, how fucking dare it moves to slap
you. Like a straight up straight three dudes trying to slap you.
That's a 10. So you go,
straight up, shout
yeah, ahead. No free handouts. And then as the hand slaps out, you go, ah, and you just jump out of the way.
Wise guy, eh?
I think I like jump back just right between his thumb and forefinger. Mm-hmm. And it's just, oh.
All right, as the hand lifts up again, it's going to try and slap you, but I'm going to give you a chance to do what you want to do first. What would you like to do?
Who, me, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Oh, you
get
to do something else. Okay.
Well, the gun comes out, and I'm going to go ahead and lightning blast this thing.
All right. Go ahead and roll to use your combat magic.
I don't think I've used my lightning blast yet.
Nope, that's kick some ass plus weird.
Yeah. Let's do this thing. Hang on. Let's kick some ass. Kick some ass plus weird plus one.
Damn. 10. God damn, you're doing too good. Can I nerf you right now?
No. Please
no?
don't.
No.
So like this boom of energy just hit, this fires out from the gun. It's supposed to do two harm to the creature.
Okay. Absolutely.
No other effects though.
So to remember the creature had. That was the other thing I didn't write down. Whoopsie poopsie.
Oh no.
One moment, I have it in my head. I think I had an idea of what it was. Yes, it was.
It has 2 hit points.
No. It was a special puzzle, so I have to write this down really quick. You all have woken how many districts so far? 3, I think.
3, yeah.
Yes. So that means that there are currently 8. So there are 5 districts left. Okay. So you do 2 harm to it as the electricity just kind of, as the hand moves again, you send off a lightning blast and it just shoots right into the palm and it just kind of like twitches and like convulses as it's shocked and like rears back. And I will give it to Iggy. Iggy, what would you like to do?
So now that we've had 3 districts like freed, has it shrank in any way?
You notice that it has started to lose its power, yes. It is starting to shrink, but not much, but it is doing so.
So seeing that Iggy is now having more faith that the other's plan is working, mm-hmm. so he's like, he can do this part and distracting it. So Iggy is going to basically, while it's like kind of dazed by A's blast, mm-hmm. Iggy's going to try to, using the ghost fire sword, like basically sever as many hands as possible.
Okay, go ahead and roll kick some ass.
Yes, I will.
Roll with plus weird because it's a magic sword.
Yep. Plus 1. 13.
How much harm does that sword do?
I don't know, essentially. How much does it do?
It's just 1. Hold
just
on.
Just 1, but I think it'll go up to 2 because of the type of magic that is with that sword.
I mean,
and I get to pick an enhance effect.
Flaming now, so. it's 2 harm, sorry.
It's 2 harm, so it'll go up to 3 harm.
Yep.
Okay. What would you like to pick for your effects for Kick Some Ass?
I am gonna have it inflict double the harm.
You mean plus 1 more harm?
It says your attack inflicts double the normal harm.
Where's that?
Advanced gas. It's like the 3rd
enhanced.
One in there.
Got it.
Yeah, I have advanced.
My apologies.
No good.
I didn't have that one open. Okay, so you're going to do double harm. So instead of 3, you do 6 stit all harm. Okay.
Ow!
I think you only get to pick 1 advanced.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's
okay,
fine.
Got it.
But still, that's a hell of an effect.
Yeah. So that's 6 harm. So let me cross that out for me. Okay. Definitely works. As you slash off, I will say 2 of the arms definitely comes loose and starts to turn into dust as it screams out again. And I will say, let me go ahead and roll something really quick.
Ooh, okay.
With that roll, I need a D4. Oh wait, I have one right here. I'm being silly. You see something start to wrap around the monster. And it will. You see one arm become come back, and then another arm come back as it just starts to like reform, and it will return to harm.
Oh, we got to weaken it fast.
Kill it! Kill it, fire!
Will you quit with the head chopping off thing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I said 2 harm. My apologies. It's 3 harm. I just checked my dice again. Sorry. Alright, there it goes. Okay. So, with that, since we're in the middle of a fight, it's our break time. We're gonna take a break. Sorry, podcast listeners, you gotta wait till the next session. But don't worry, if you're watching us live, you only have to wait 10 whole minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know that we need-